Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
All right, let's do this thing. Kelly is on the phone this morning. What's up, Kelly?
Hey, Frito and Katie. Thanks for having me on.
I'm psyched you emailed us. We know that's a bold step, We're hoping this pays off for you.
Yeah, well, me too. You know, sometimes it feels like it's such slim pickings out there, and when you find a good one, you've got to hold on for dear life.
Oh, okay. We think we met a good one.
I mean, I think he's a decent one for sure. I mean, you know, I don't like to be super picky, but hey, he's got a job. He doesn't have a criminal record. Pretty sure all his teeth are his teeth. I mean, it's a pretty good start.
The teeth's hit and miss from a lot of the data we're talking.
I just love that, like, those are the three things.
Yeah.
And, like, in that order.
Right.
Like, that's the dream.
That's the trifecta, but I'll toss in a fourth. He's also got to like animals, and I feel like he does.
Okay.
total package.
All right. let's get into this. What happened on the date, and why do you think you haven't heard anything back?
Well, I mean, I'm from out in Bernie, so I had him come out my way, check out a few spots, and we went to Free Roam Brewing Company. So we wandered, walked around a bit, and then we went and grabbed some food, and I don't know, it was a lot of fun, and he'd never been. So.
Like, I love Bernie. Highly underrated for those of you that, if for some reason you haven't made it out there, you really should. Okay, so what's the issue here?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't know. He's kind of more of like a bigger city type of guy. So maybe I was too much for him. I mean, I was definitely like more into like shooting and hunting and whatnot. And I don't know that he was like really into it. But
okay.
Like, I don't know. It's not a big deal. But like maybe he felt, I don't know, like he wasn't like a manly man. Like he felt maybe emasculated a bit.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Okay. All right, well, let's get down to this. Let's see what's going on. We're going to figure it out. We're going to get Ben on the phone. We're going to talk to him coming up at 7:25.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
So we were talking to Kelly. Kelly is worried that maybe she's too manly.
Yeah, came off a little
for
too.
For her date, Ben, like maybe she emasculated the guy because she's into things that he's not.
I could see it. It's weird,
yeah,
but sure.
We've dealt with weirder things for sure. So let's see if we can't get some answers and get Ben on the phone. Hey, Ben, are you there?
Yeah, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben, we're Frito and Katie on Y100. How you doing?
Like the Y100 radio station?
Yes, Ben, that is correct. Have you heard our show before, like at any point?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, these next few minutes then might come as a surprise, Ben. But have you heard of Second Date Update? Is it something that you're familiar with at all?
I can't say that I do know that. What is it?
It's a segment you're currently on, bud. And before you panic or anything, it could work out really well for you.
Yes.
We have an amazing second date package, and you get to pick it. You get to pick everything, every part of the date, anything you want to do, anywhere you want to go. We will pay for it. The only catch is you have to go on a date with the person that we pick. Now, it is someone you've already been out with once before.
Someone I've been out with before. Okay. Who are we talking about, though?
We're talking about Kelly. Would you like to go back out with Kelly?
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Oh, no. Why? Oh, no.
No.
Look, I'm not trying to be like that. She's a really interesting lady.
Oh.
We had a fun date, you know. She took me to Bernie. She's a little intense. I guess that's a good word.
Intense.
Yeah, intense. But I like that. She scared me, but in a good way, if you know what I'm talking about. She's a little rough. I liked it.
She seems so nice.
God.
But is that why you're not calling her back?
No, like I said, I'm kind of into that. It was more like when I saw her Instagram, I got a little turned off.
Uh-oh.
I'm bracing myself.
I know, it's another one of these.
Yeah.
What did you see? Like a husband, a whole lot of skin.
Yeah.
Hers or someone else's, I don't know.
None of that stuff. It was like I hadn't even followed her, and like I don't know, like she didn't strike me as like the type or anything. So imagine my surprise when not only did I find her handles, but like a pretty robust profile.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting more and more nervous the longer you're taking with this, man.
Really like, dragging it out there, Ben.
What are we saying? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I mean, okay. It's not the way you're thinking.
Okay.
The first thing I landed on was a video. And I click it, and it is a giant possum.
What?
So I'm thinking, like, oh, she found one in her backyard or, like, whatever. Then I'm seeing all these little baby possums, and I'm like, okay, there's, like, a saga going on here or whatever. And then I start, you know, wondering, okay, where is this going? Then I realize she keeps these things as pets. Like, she wasn't even trying to scare any of the things off or anything. She's feeding them. She's excited.
Ooh.
Ugh, it's so, ugh, yuck.
Kelly?
Kelly's on the phone, Ben. Surprise.
Possums are they pets?
Well, all right. Let's pump the brakes here. No, they're not. It's not that they're all pets. He just Francis is the pet.
It's
just Francis.
Just Francis. There's multiples?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've had Franny for about a year and a half now, and I actually rescue possums. And I raise the tiny ones, and I'll keep them in a cage in my guest room. And when they get bigger, I have this, like, cute little enclosure in the yard, and I'll put them in. And I, you know, once they get bigger, I'll let them go. And I don't know. Franny just got, like, a little too tame. He's too sweet. So she lives with me now.
Like, possums. Why possums? Like, they're horrifying. They're ugly with the teeth. Ew.
Yeah, well, you're a cat person, and I think cats are gross. I mean, like, they're just animals. It's no different. Like, everyone has their preference.
Cats are pets. They're domesticated. Those things are vermin.
I mean, I don't know. I think litter boxes are gross. Like, to each their own. I just say that, like, possums are just, like, a really highly misunderstood pet. Yeah, and yes, I said pet. They're a pet. And there's just, like, I don't know. There's just a few things that are different about them, and I think it takes a little getting adjusted to, but, like, they can be pets. You just have to open your mind. It's, like, not that deep.
Little, fucking tigers.
You mean taking in a wild animal. Like, a little adjusting. Just a wild animal that's filthy. And, like, don't they have, like, diseases? Like, when I can just fall asleep and then they can just bite my finger off or something?
That's fair.
No, they're not. No, they actually eat ticks. Okay, so they're actually keeping you safe from diseases. They actually provide a really great service. Also, fun fact, they have 13 nipples. The only odd number
of
nipples.
That is a fun fact. Where's the 13th?
That's not fun.
In the middle of its forehead.
You don't want it. You don't want to know. Trust me. You don't want to know. Look, here's the thing.
You've had experience with possums, haven't you?
I have had experience with rehabbing possums. I will tell you this. I completely agree that they are not like any other animal. They are fairly nasty little creatures. And unless I'm wrong about this, aren't they illegal to keep as pets?
Okay, you're definitely not supposed to keep them, sure.
So that's a yes.
Yeah, but they gotta find you, don't they?
I mean, I'm trying to be careful. I don't want to mince my words, but, like, I don't know. I don't think that, like,
they got bigger fish to fry.
The tiger people. Okay, yeah. Wink, wink. Now
you're real low down on that totem pole.
Okay, there.
There's whole communities online dedicated to the rescue of possums. They eat ticks. They are saving lives from Lyme disease. I mean, it's a big issue, and I think possums address that issue, and we should treasure them.
I love friends. Treasuring them and keeping them.
I don't want to spread misinformation, but which are the ones that cause leprosy? That's armadillos, isn't it?
Yeah, dillos are the ones that will cause. Yes, yes.
Another Kate. Creature you probably shouldn't keep as a pet.
Okay, all right, let's ask. She's a little rough, and apparently that rough has to do with a whole colony of possums. Do we see a second date happening here?
No. This whole thing is just creeping me out.
Well, rats.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I appreciate the time on the show. Sorry, Kelly.
Kelly, keep up the great work. Question mark?
And send all of our love to Franny, please.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have to be lonely when I've got Franny. I'm good.
Well, you're never drinking alone, that's for sure.
Thank you, guys.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.